Bank Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Starting the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Now we're going to go over to a macro view. I think that that's very, very important because I believe we may have seen a turn in the market, but I have to define the market first before I say that. I would have to say precious metals, specifically gold and silver, and certainly the resource sector. It's been very, very strong of late. Let's see what Olivier Garay has to say. Olivier is the CEO of Casey Research, a very bright guy. What do you think, bud?
Like I mentioned to you before, Al, the precious metals market, as many markets, are very hard to predict in the short run. There is no question that the downturns has happened over the last 2 years. I think is giving us good hope that we are reaching a bottom or close to it. There's a lot of technical signs that showing that there's good hope that we are about to go to a turn. But no matter what happens, I think the worst of the pain is past. And what we know about this market, whether it's the actual precious metals or the resource companies, is when they come back, it comes back very, very strong. And my anticipation is we're likely, more likely than not, to see an upswing that is going to be very strong.
Olivia, there is no doubt that the last 2 years for the precious metals has been very bad. It's been just on this downward trend after decades or centuries of going up for gold, at least. And we started off 2014 here on a positive note, I think, with a nice steady base building and even a little bit of an uptrend. But my question to you is, recently, or at least over the last couple of years, we've had a lot of the retail investors and outside of the institutions leave the market. Do you see these people coming back in, or what will bring back in the retail investor?
Well, I think what will bring back in retail investors generally is, some exciting news in the industry, some major discoveries, some consolidations. I think the Osisko news that we had a little earlier this month was very encouraging. The fact that there is actually M&A activity, the fact is the broader public will only come back after the market has turned around. And I think that we're seeing some positive signs that need to be confirmed first, but.
You know, Olivia, I got to tell you, I'm fairly familiar with that area around the town of Rouyn-Noranda, and Osisko is there, Clifton Star is there, Falco Pacific is there. I think when Osisko came in a couple of weeks ago with, I would have to say, almost a ridiculous bid, it was so low for Osisko, that did show that the major companies are out there really looking for inventory. I think that makes companies like, and don't construe this as investment advice because this is only my opinion, but I think that that makes companies like in that area, certainly Osisko, Clifton Star, Falco Pacific, etc. It makes them look very good. I would go so far as to say, who knows, that could be the next big area play. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a very attractive area, and you know, the challenge right now, I think any district that has either to be attractive right now has to have good economics, and I think this area does offer that, and both in terms of the size of the deposits as well as the forecasted cost. So I think it's a very, very exciting area, but what I am more interested in general for the industry is the fact that any activity, M&A activity, is usually has the tendency to snowball and will bring more. What we're seeing is that the majors are now seeing the ability of acquiring well-developed resource at a much lower cost than it would take them to develop them because of the current market conditions. And they're starting to act upon it. And that's very encouraging for the market.
Olivia, it feels like we've been talking about this for the past year, waiting for this M&A activity to begin, because properties and companies are at a discount. These quality properties that are out there that even are economical at these prices are still going or are valued at a good deal. And I believe it is a positive seeing these big players come in and start acquiring, because they're the ones that have money and they're also the ones that have cut back their exploration expenditures. Mm-hmm. So you think that this will be a continuing trend? You think there will be some more of these acquisitions?
Yes, I think, you know, usually what is happening when you're, you know, just like bubbles starts, you know, go up for a long time and sometime longer than we expect, when you're at the bottom, at the trough, you know, of a downturn, it takes first one story, then, you know, a little while later you get a second one, and then it starts snowballing. It's not going to happen all at once. After the 2008 crisis, I was extremely fast. We had a very fast recovery. I think this recovery will actually be longer. It's very, very important to focus on quality right now. The best assets, companies that have cash in the bank, and if you choose well, I think the recovery is real for the best ones.
Olivier, I got a question. You know, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful staff. I almost feel like it's demeaning to call guys like Louis James and Marin Katusa staff. You know, they're really damn near partners. They're partners, exactly. But, you know, you've got some of the best research in the world. And we're happy, by the way, we do highlight Casey Research on our homepage, and we also highlight the Hard Asset Alliance on our homepage. A couple of great organizations. But what are you telling your subscribers to do right now? What kind of advice are you guys giving?
It's actually interesting. Last week, we actually had a call with all our paid subscribers to explain to them where we thought the market is right now. We think this is one of the best opportunities. The market has not been this beaten for over a couple decades, and these are the time where you actually build a portfolio and make real money. And it may take a year or two to unfold, but these are very unique times. We actually tomorrow are filming a web event that will air in a couple of weeks with some of the most well-known people in the industry, obviously Rick, Frank Giustra, Ross Beatty, as well as Porter Stansbury and so on. And what is interesting, we brought a variety of people that really are what I would call true value investors to talk about this. And I think we are at a turning point. That's my view, at least.
Olivier, you said that this is a great time to start building a portfolio, which I agree with. Going out and being selective, finding the right companies is a great time to just enter the market and sit on these companies for maybe a year. Who knows how long it'll take to recover. But when you're looking at these companies, are you focused on mid-tier, juniors, majors? What are you looking for?
Well, I mean, generally speaking, very, very early stage projects will take much longer to recover. What you want is quality management. You want companies that have, if possible, high grade deposits, because they will be the ones that will recover first. But they can still, exploration, I think, will be, if there's most likely more advanced exploration projects and rather very early exploration projects. But across the board, the most important thing is the people, the projects, and then whether or not they have the cash to move their plans over the next couple of years. Because if they really have to finance in the next 6 months, it may still be pretty causing a lot of dilution for shareholders.
I think it's going to be very, very difficult just over the next 6 months or so. But I think as the market picks up, I don't think there's any question about it. I think that then financing will become much, much easier. I'm very intrigued with what you're saying about the film that you're going to be shooting with Frank and Rick and everyone else. And I would appreciate if we could put that on our site whenever it's available, because I think that would be something very, very valuable for listeners to be able to watch.
Absolutely. I'd be pleased to. And, they could just stay tuned to your website and find the information right there. We'll send you some links and banners as soon as it's available.
Perfect. One last thing. Hard Asset Alliance. You've been on our website now since inception. How's that going?
It's going very well. The our alliance of newsletter organization is really reach, and at a time where it's surprising how people say, well, there's no longer gold and silver investors. We've had record growth last year, and I think a lot of investors actually are recognizing that owning the physical gold and silver is essential, and that's what has caused the growth.
I'm not at all surprised. Check out the Hard Asset Alliance. Check out Casey Research. We're going to be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. As I've said ad nauseum, this entire show is being recorded here at the Cambridge House Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. Corey and I have one of our favorite guests, regular guests with us right now, John Kaiser. John, I'm sensing a turn in the market. What do you think, bud?
We have been in an inflection from a 3-year relentless decline since tax loss selling ended about December 23rd. On Friday, this inflection started to become visible. I think we are now in a selective bull market. It's going to be a long bull market for the resource sector. It's not going to be a V-shaped recovery, but the worst is behind us. We have a battlefield where the survivors are now starting to stand up, and the number of people here at this conference is telling me that the audience is willing to come back and back the obvious or the winners for this next cycle.
John, I have been quite impressed with the attendance at this conference. It's much busier than I would say any of the conferences we went to last year, maybe except for the Casey conference. But it really shows a renewed interest, not only from maybe the institutions, but also the retail audience. And I know, or I believe, that we need the retail investor to come back. But I know you have some comments on how we can get the retail investor back into the industry.
Well, one of the unfortunate things about the past decade is that the retail investor has been banned from putting money directly into treasuries because they need to be, you need to be worth $1 million, not counting your home, to do a private placement. And 95% of the money raised by Resource Juniors has been through private placements. But the institutions are gone because metal prices aren't going anywhere in a hurry. And the accredited investors, they are reluctant because they don't see the aftermarket anymore. The retail investor has become alienated. And the regulators have put out for comment a proposal that would allow non-millionaires to put up to $15,000 per company per 12-month period into it through a private placement with the usual warrants and flow-through benefits and stuff like that. And I think if this gets adopted, this will enable the people here to not just be recipients of paper sold by short sellers and existing shareholders, but they'll actually be able to put fuel into the tank of these companies, because we're heading into a discovery type cycle again, where it is extremely high risk, and the retail audience loves high risk, high reward.
Our colleague, your good friend, and my friend Joe Martin is behind an organization that is lobbying to get this through. Tell us a little bit about that organization, would you?
The organization is a group of various industry people. I'm sort of part of it. They've identified that there are a lot of legal obstructions and that which are preventing capital from flowing into the companies. And when company has capital, an awful lot of it flows away just for regulatory compliance. And they're trying to sound the alarm and say this sector is being choked to death, and unless some changes are being done, there will be no Canadian junior exploration institution 5 years from now.
John, I want to focus back on this new exemption that you're talking about from the Venture Exchange, where people now can invest in companies in private placements without needing to be called accredited investors, which has been really handcuffing to a lot of these companies because it did limit the number of people that could put money into these companies. And the real benefit the companies get is when they raise money, they actually get to spend it. When you buy stock on the open market, it's not going to the company. So the company really is not benefiting. They do benefit from a higher share price because then they can raise money, therefore less dilution at a higher price. However, this almost seems like another grasp of the junior market, because as we saw in 2013, they allowed rollbacks 10-for-1 without shareholder approval for a little bit, and they also allowed companies to raise money at under 5 cents. Do you think that this opportunity to attract new investors that weren't able to take place in these private placements before will prove to be more successful than these prior two attempts?
Things like doing rollbacks, that's just cleaning up a mess from before. This is post-rollback. And I think that there's a lot of pretend companies out there, companies run by people who are very good at promoting and telling a story, but they cannot generate a story. There's a small group of prospect generators who are suffering now because there are no juniors to farm the prospects out to. If they pass this, the juniors, which reorganize themselves and still have reasonably competent management, but not so strong that they can generate their own prospect, they will go back to the prospect generators and say, we can now auction the prospect. You present the story, all the graphics, the reasoning, why is this going to be a big target. And then we will go to the retail investor and put together these $15,000 financing so that we can drill that high-risk hole to prove the theory that you are proposing. So that'll bring a lot more vibrancy back into this sector, I think.
You know, John, I've been in this business for about 35 years on my own, even longer when you count some prior work that I did working for another consulting firm. And I think the industry has been overregulated of late, specifically in Canada. You know, when you look at what's going on in the United States right now, and we were involved doing regulatory work for the majority of those 35 years, so, you know, it's not like I'm just talking off the cuff right now. When you look at some of the issues in the United States in terms of raising money, as you're talking about, and you look at how it was handled there, how it's handled here, much, much more difficult up here to do what you're trying to do than it has been in the U.S. I think that's an interesting commentary, and I'm not quite sure why that's the case.
I think the United States has a very protectionist system with regard to its citizens. The Canadian banks are pushing for the same thing. They're literally trying to create a rocking chair nation in Canada where they have complete control over all your assets. They manage those assets, collect their 2% plus whatever participation in the upside. And they don't want you to do any individual trading anymore. It's a completely control-free mentality. And they are picking on people over 65, over 55, and saying, you guys and gals are not competent and shouldn't be trading any of this stuff. They're literally trying to kill the junior sector by making it extremely difficult for brokerage firms to execute trades that are unsolicited because it's now unsuitable to own a high-risk junior. Ironically, it's not unsuitable for a poor person to buy a lottery ticket which has next to zero chance of actually giving anything back to that individual except a false hope. And that's an abomination in this country here. And in the United States, of course, they have a similar type of attitude.
If this does move through and really the market opens up for these juniors, is it the juniors that will benefit the most, or do you think it will flow to mid-tiers? I don't think large cap.
What's happening now is the cleanup cycle. We had the super cycle takeover bids 2005 to 8, the gold bug cycle 2009 to 2013. Now we are seeing private equity, bigger companies cleaning up all the advanced projects. Well, Cisco is an example. It will probably disappear, valued $2.5 billion to $3 billion in the next while. The people behind Cisco and all their shareholders will be cashed up. There will be no deposits. It's going to be back to expiration. Having this change come in will help with the mobilization of capital for discovery exploration. That's the next cycle, discovery exploration.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit, John Kaiser is a very, very interesting guy. Proud to have him as a regular on our show. We have a gentleman with us right now who I think is part of a group that is really, really making a difference, not necessarily in the mining industry, but they're making a real difference here in Canada in terms of helping kids. Jason Weber is involved with an organization called Mining for Miracles, basically raising money for children's hospitals.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Al. We raise money here for BC Children's Hospital, located here in Vancouver. And although it's located in Vancouver, it's really children from British Columbia, the Yukon, and Western Canada that really benefit from the care that they get at this hospital. So it's really a great cause for the mining industry to get behind and be a big part of.
Well, Corey, this is something that you're really familiar with because I know that Shannon is a pediatric nurse there. I got to tell you, I grew up under the shadow of the Children's Orthopedic Hospital in Seattle, where my mother basically was instrumental in pushing them along. I got to tell you, I have all the time in the world for helping kids.
Al, so do I, obviously. As you said, Shannon is a nurse in the ER over at Children's Hospital, so I'm out there a lot, either picking her up or driving her to work. It's a fantastic hospital. It's a huge hospital. I know that they're working towards building a new hospital or an addition to the current one, just because hearing the stories of what goes on in the ER, they are packed with people. Now, Jason, what are some programs? I know you guys do a couple different fundraisers throughout the year. How can people get involved? How do you guys raise money for the Children's Hospital?
There's really a few different ways, and it's a lot of it comes down to the individual and the company that that they're working with on how they want to approach fundraising. And some companies use it as a real rallying point, as a bit of a team building exercise. They can do it through corporate barbecues, silent auctions, that sort of thing. And then some groups get involved in some of the events that the Children's Hospital Foundation runs. And then Mining for Miracles, we have our own events that we run on top of that, two in particular that are or big parts of what we do are the Tech Celebrity Pie Throw that's held during Mining Week here in BC, which is a big fundraiser for us, and then a fishing tournament up in the Vancouver Island called Hooked on Miracles, which is another big fundraiser for us. So I think the big key, though, is for a lot of our groups is fun, being involved in the fundraising we do. I don't know if that's particular to the mining industry or not, but a lot of these events are centered around people getting together and having fun and raising money for the hospital.
I think another key point about Mining for Miracles is there isn't a whole lot of overhead. So a lot of the money that is raised, vast majority of that goes directly to the hospital, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% of the funds raised by the Mining for Miracles committee and our campaign, which runs from our kickoff next week at the Roundup Conference through to June, first weekend in June, basically, 100% of those funds go to the Children's Hospital Foundation. We're very, very fortunate to have some great corporate support that helps us with the overhead of running the website and backing some of the functions so that we can put all those donations to the hospital foundation.
You know, I've got a pretty good idea, having been involved in fundraising work on a volunteer basis for probably the last 25 years of my life. I've got a pretty good idea of just how difficult it is oftentimes to raise money. But when you have an organization such as the BC Children's Hospital out there on Oak Street, when you have an organization like that that is as high profile as you guys are, you're going to obviously naturally grow almost exponentially, and consequently fundraising, Jason, is really important.
And you know, the kinds of things we fund too, it's as we like to put it, the government funds a vanilla hospital, and we add the color to it, we add on top. So we'll pick something to fundraise for. Like currently we're funding the construction and development of a biobank, and I make the analogy, this is for an exploration company, this would be their core library, you know, the drill core from projects all over the world that you can go back to and research from. Well, we're setting that up at the hospital through our fundraising. There's a team that'll put together a biobank of biological samples that researchers here in BC and across Canada can use to in their research to find cures for diseases that that affect kids, not just here, but around the world. And the fundraising for that is really important. Those are the kinds of things that really make BC Children's Hospital a world-class medical facility. And it's that just putting it over the top and getting that next level of care that, and it is so important, you know.
Jason, how much has Mining for Miracles managed to raise in the last year?
Our goal last year was to raise $1.5 million in a market that was obviously a real challenge. We raised $1.6 million, and we'll announce our goal for next year at our kickoff next week. But you can imagine with the way the markets have been, it'll be in the same sort of realm. But you know, we've raised, over the last 25 years, we've raised almost $22 million for BC Children's Hospital. So,
what kind of participation are you getting from the mining industry, Jason?
Oh, it's really varied. For example, some of the mine sites around British Columbia will have corporate matching campaigns. So an employee will make a donation, and the company will make a matching donation. We get groups that take part in the Tech Celebrity Pie Throw. So you'll get executives from the mining industry going around town soliciting donations for their pie, to see them get a pie in the face during Mining Week. And companies will, all their participation financially will come through that that pie donation. Other groups do it through barbecues, through the slow pitch tournament that the hospital foundation runs, Jeans Day. There's a wide variation in the way groups participate. But we have a very strong following. This makes me proud to be part of the mining industry. Even in tough times like this, there is a very high level of participation from companies within our industry.
Well, having been involved in this industry for as long as I've been involved in it, that's really, really good to hear. You know, it's interesting, but the growth of the Children's Orthopedic Hospital in Seattle, which my mother was involved in for probably 35 years, was really, really gratifying to me. I mean, they started out as a little hospital up on Queen Anne Hill, and they have grown now where it's the Children's Medical Center. Huge, huge facility down there. You know, I don't know if they're larger or smaller than you guys, but the fact of the matter is, you guys are, I mean, there's nothing more heart-wrenching than to go into a facility like that and look at how tough it is for some of the kids and how hard some of those kids are working. I'd like you to do us a favor, if you would. If you can provide us with a banner for our site, I'd like to direct all of our Canadian listeners anyway. Take a look at the banner. Take a look at the site, what they have to say. This is a very, very worthwhile organization, certainly in my opinion. I mean, how long has Shannon been involved with them?
8 years now.
8 years, okay. Where do we go from here? Where does the Children's Center go from here? I mean, you continue to grow. You continue to get kids from all over. You're no longer just a Vancouver-based facility. Is that where you're a Vancouver-based facility, but your kids are coming from all over North America. Is that correct?
Dominantly Western Canada, so the Yukon, Northwest Territories, some from Alberta. They have their own services there, but it depends on what kind of help they need. British Columbia, obviously, throughout the province. But it's really the collaboration. For example, the cancer research, it's not just BC Children's Hospital. It's children's hospitals all over North America that are working together to find the same answer. So it does reach further than Vancouver. And what, you know, one of the next steps, you asked what the next step is. I think one of the next steps is making services from Children's Hospital available to some of the smaller communities, some of the outlying, and that is a step that is being taken through. You know, you can do remote work now. You can get doctors up to give practice and that sort of thing to some of the smaller hospitals and care centers. And BC Children's Hospital is leading the way on that. That's a push. It's not trying to centralize everything. It's trying to get it out to the smaller communities.
I want you to do me a favor, you folks living in Canada in particular, click on the banner for this particular facility. Jason and his colleagues are really doing a great job. What are they doing a great job for? They're doing a great job to help kids live better lives. Stick around, Corey and I are going to be right back.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome in here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Coral Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting with Maren Katusa right now. Maren is an interesting man, to say the least. Married to the second most beautiful woman in the world, Kathy, I have to say. Maren is our go-to guy whenever we have questions about energy. And, you know, we've got some interesting situations going on right now, Maren, in the energy sector. Gold is going down in price. Give us an opinion. I mean, what do we have to look forward to over the next year or so?
Well, from the equity side of things, especially when we talk about junior resources, we're already seeing consolidation. And if you're invested in the right management teams, which have picked the right projects and have the right financial discipline and financial balance sheet, in 2 to 3 years, you're going to be adding an extra zero to that share worth. So it's already started, and we're now even seeing the much larger companies, such as a Cisco, after they've worked out their kinks in their production, Goldcorp comes around and takes them out. So that's number one catalyst.
Trying to take them out.
Well, the word on the street, it's going to happen. So, you know, that's just a good example of what's going to happen. We're going to see many more of those. Moving forward, energy has been a fantastic place to be in. And the reality is that the world over the last 5 years has been able to deal with north of $90 per barrel of oil. And the reality is the turmoil in the Middle East, proof Syria, it's not going away. So even though the Americans and Iran are talking about settling, there's so many of the devil's in the details. They still haven't even agreed to the definition of enrichment of uranium. So we're far away from peace in the Middle East. So there's a lot of risks available to the investor for more catalysts on the upside for the energy sector.
Maren, we've talked about energy quite a bit with you, and you were, along with a couple other people, really turned me bullish on uranium. I believe it was about 2 to 3 years ago, really saying, you know what, this uranium is going to perform very well. It still seems to me to be struggling a little bit. There are some stories, some news from around the world of countries not moving back into uranium as quickly as we thought that they would. Do you see this changing this year, or what do you think will be the driving force to change that?
The number one driving force, of course, is Japan, and they have all 54 nuclear reactors offline. Then South Korea has their reactors on offline, and Germany and Italy are planning to reduce their nuclear generation. So 2013 was a very interesting year where you had the largest influx of spot uranium sales in the last 50 years. And that was because so much excess uranium that wasn't going to be used in Japan or Korea hit the markets. On top of that, in the North American markets, you had Southern Edison, California shut down San Onofre, and that made available 10 million pounds of uranium hit the spot market. And on top of that, the big white elephant that nobody's talking about is in July of 2013, the DOE, under Obama's first chance to change the rules, changed two major issues with the uranium agreement, which was the DOE historically never sold more than 10% of uranium into the market. And number two is any sales cannot impede domestic production cash costs. Well, they sold well over 10%, so they said there's no more 10% rule. 42 million pounds is used in the U.S. every year. Historically, they would sell up to 4.2. Last year, they just sold under 6 million pounds. So this year, they're already going to sell anywhere between 5 to 7 million pounds. They have to generate $250 million a year from the uranium sales to pay for the cleanup and all the different, in the past, legacy issues. And the other issue is, at $34.50, there's no domestic uranium production that can make money. That's the good thing. You see, because there, again, there's going to be a consolidator in the sector, and we've been red hot by picking the right companies, and you can see the management teams that know these things, and you can make a lot of money, and who's going to be the company that consolidates the U.S. ISR production? That company is going to be a big, big score in the next 24 months.
Aaron, we have an awful lot of folks on our website, in our forum, who are deathly afraid of this. Still, I have to say, deathly afraid of the situation in Fukushima. Now, an interesting story. I was working out down at the club where we belong, and they happen to have a conference going on, interestingly enough, an environmental conference going on. I was talking to a young man who was attending that conference, and I said, so what do you know about Fukushima? And he said, it's the most overblown situation, in my opinion, that exists in the world today. I don't think it's that big a deal. What do you think?
I would disagree with that comment. I think it is a real serious issue. I've got a lot of close colleagues involved in it directly. And the reality is, if it you have to work not just the technical issues, but also the sentiment in Japan. And emotions is the most difficult thing to translate. So, or change. And you know, most people in the uranium sector expected Japan to at least bring on a few of the nuclear reactors by this time. You know, Fukushima happened in early February of 2011. We're now touching early February of 2014. So we're almost on the third anniversary, and nothing's changed. So I think if we don't see the nuclear reactors come online by the end of 2014, we have to reevaluate what's going on with Japan. I don't see that being the case. I just believe that they have no choice but to bring back the reactors because of basic economics. Remember, this is a place that had Hiroshima happen to them. You know, the economics will prevail.
I think that's a great comment, Marin, because what we hear about uranium and a lot of these other different energies is the environmental impact that they will have, the same thing that we hear about mining. But the fact of the matter is, if the economics take charge and become the forefront, these things are going to go through because they have to keep growing these economies. We will need energy, and where else are we going to get some of this energy? I don't think there are other alternatives out there that can take over for what uranium does in our world.
Well, you're right. You look at the U.S., one in five homes is powered by nuclear energy, and you know, Al, I'll give you the biggest short that could happen in the next 5 years in the history of energy. Two countries consume half of the world's LNG production right now. That's Japan and South Korea. What if Japan does bring the reactors on faster than everyone expects, and these hundreds of billions of dollars going into the LNG sector globally, which is built on no nuclear reactors coming on, what would happen then to the LNG sector?
That would probably be one of the safest investments I ever made in my life. But having said that, what it hinges on in my mind, I mean, I'm not an expert at all in your industry, but what it hinges on in my mind is, will Japan be able to bring those reactors back? You know, you go to one new source and they say it's absolutely impossible. You go to another new source and they say the problem is overblown. It's not impossible at all.
I think the truth is somewhere in between. It's going to take longer than we expected. We've already realized that, but it will happen. The cost of cleanup will be much more expensive than originally planned. But again, economics will prevail, and Japan cannot afford the most expensive electricity costs in the world.
Well, they absolutely can't. Maren, getting back to what you do on a daily basis here, what are you writing about for KC Research right now?
Right now, we just finished literally a special report on uranium that is coming out, will be published at the end of January. And then we're coming out with another special report on South American shale oil opportunities.
So, Maren, if people are looking at investing in a couple companies, you're saying that uranium might be the play, or are you saying that a couple other industries out there could be where to look?
Well, look, the energy sector dwarfs the mining sector. So, you know, uranium is just the one subsector in the energy matrix. And I think to be a good and successful energy speculator and investor, you need a diversified energy investment. That said, there are some very compelling arguments in certain companies in the uranium sector, but investors must be very aware to stay away from others. For example, I would not touch an African producer or an African explorer in uranium right now because the reality is the costs are too high.
Too high in Africa.
Yeah. So look, Paladin's a perfect example. The debt is crippling them. They're going to go bankrupt soon. Again, economics prevail. Numbers don't lie. So if I was an investor in uranium, I would focus on North America. Because the reality is where's the number one nuclear generation? In the U.S. Who's the largest importer of uranium in the world? It's not China. It's the U.S. So that's where the opportunity is. And yet, some of the lowest cost production in the world is in North America.
I have always been a bit of a bull on uranium, did pretty well in it in the past. Why do I like uranium? For one simple reason. I like uranium because energy is the circulatory system of this planet. And I have to tell you, without blood, the planet is definitely going to perish. Maren, thank you so much, bud.
My pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.